Okay, we're on Yudalit Amud Aleph. Machlokes, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, if you can use boards for schach or not. And the Gemara explains two ways of learning the Machlokes. Rav says the Machlokes is dafka with boards that are four tfachim. That's what Reb Meir says, that the Gzeris Tikra, and Reb Yehuda holds that we don't hold the Gzeris Tikra, but anything less than four tfachim, everybody holds his kosher. And Shmuel holds just the opposite. When it comes to what's it called four tfachim, everybody holds his pasul. And it's only Davka, and something more than three tfachim, but less than four tfachim, that's where the machlokas is. Matoshma, Shnei Sadinim, it startim. If you have two sheets which are not kosher v'schach and they're less than four tefachim, in order to passel a sukkah in the middle, you need four tefachim. This is according to this machlokas later on, but four tefachim in the middle passels a sukkah of passel a schach. So if you have two sheets of two tefachim each, and they're within three tefachim of each other, they passel the sukkah. They're considered like one piece of four tefachim, and it's passel. But two boards don't passel. So Reb Meir Omer af nesorim kesadinim. And Reb Meir holds that even boards are like sheets. So where it says, Bishlom of the Shmuel, the Omer b'she'en bohen arba machlokes, aval yesh bohen arba divrei hakol psula. According to Shmuel, who says that everybody holds if they're four tefachim, it's passel. And the machlokas is only whether less than four tefachim. So then the machlokas over here makes sense, whether it's mitzarif or not. Right? Divrei hakol my mitzarif and mitzarif in le'arba. Right? Question is, are they two boards less than three tefachim away, mitzarif to four tefachim or not? If they are mitzarif, then they're apostle. And if they're not mitzarif, then they're less than four tefachim, and Rabbi Yehuda holds it's okay, and Rabbi Meir holds not okay. Right? Ela l'rav de omer b'shiyesh bohen arba machlokes aval ein bohem arba divrei hakol k'sheira. But according to Rav, who says that less than four tefachim everybody holds is okay, and it's only four tefachim that's possible, so hechi domis, how's it talking over here? Ide isbu arba, if each board has four, what's the mitzvah? Right, each one's possible by itself. Lamalut sterufe ide lesbu arba amai. Right, and if it's less than four, right, then what's the mitzvah? It's kosher eschach. It's just branches. And if the mitzvah, then how could you ever make a sukkah that's kosher? Mora says la'olam disbu arba. It's talking where there are four tefachim each one. And what's mitzvah? Umay mitzvah, and not mitzvah to passel a sukkah in the middle, because that's the regular machlokas. Doesn't you only need siruf? My mitzarfin larba amos minatzad. The question only is it mitzarif to be arba amos from the side of the sukkah, from next to the wall? There you have dofen akuma. So Reb Meir holds its pasul eschach, and each one's four by itself. And if you have a few of them, they're mitzarif to make what's it called the arba amos. And the Reb Yehuda holds no, they're not mitzarif. They each one's looked at separately, and they're not mitzarif to make arba amos. Lishnachrina, another way of learning this, Bishlom of the Shmuel, Domer B'Shein, Buen Arba Machlokas. According to Shmuel, says the Machlokas is Dafka where each one is not four. Aval Yesh Buen Arba Divriya Kol Psula, if there was four, then everybody holds its Pasul. So my Mitztarfin Larba Amos, Minatzat. If you learn like Shmuel, then when it says that they're Mitztarif, it's talking where there are four Amos, and they're mitzarif to make four tefachim, and they're mitzarif to make four amos on the side by the wall, to be a dofen akuma, or to be more than a dofen akuma. Ela l'rav, but according to Rav, Bishlom of the Reb Meir, my mitzarif, the mitzarif from l'arba amos, minatzat. But according to Rav, what's it talking about? If it's talking about less than arba amos, what's mitzarif? That's regular good schach. And if it's talking about arba amos, so good, according to Reb Meir, it's good. Siruf means that you have arba amos of pasul eschach, because arba amos is pasul according to Reb Meir, and it's mitzarif a few of them together to make more than arba amos on the tzad in pasul asukah. El Reb Yehuda dom rafilu yesh ben arba ksheira. But according to Reb Yehuda, holds it even if there's four tefachim, it's kosher eschach. So what's mitzarif? Right? You can use all of them. You can make the whole sukkah with four tvachim schach. It's kosher. So what's mitzvarif? Right? So what does it mean? Ein mitzvarif? Konam bi'alma ninu. So the Gemara says, I did become Rav Meir mitzvarifin. Om Rabbi Yehuda ein mitzvarifin. Ein achanami. The lashon ein mitzvarifin doesn't apply to Rabbi Yehuda because it's 100% kosher. And it's not dofen akumba. It's kosher schach. So there's no tziruf over here. There's no reason to say ein mitzvarifin. Right? What's it called? Because anything less than arba is konim bi'alma. Therefore, and even arba is kosher, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So, anichadami, the lashon is lav davka. Since Rabbi Meir says mitzvarfin, Rabbi Yehuda says ein mitzvarfin. See Rashi. Shnei nitzarim ein mitzvarfin. That's Rashi before. Sadirim mitzvarfin. La'arba tfachim litzol besukkah mishum schach pasul. You have two sheets, less than four tfachim. The shear of the psul sukkah in the middle is four tfachim of schach pasul. So if you have two sheets, shesichek bedover makabal tuma, the sheets are makabal tuma, they're pasul l'schach. The schach pasul be'emtza pasul barba. In the middle, schach pasul pasuls with four tfachim. On the sides, it doesn't pasul till you have four amas. But Rabbi Yehuda, two boards don't passel because boards are kosher to use, right? If they're less than four tefachim. So Mar says Bishlam of the Shmuel Nok Malahach Plug Sonami Bishain Bendout. According to Shmuel, we'll say that talking about boards less than four. That's why Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. Rabbi Meir says it's passel. Right, but if it would be four, everybody would hold it possible. The Kamar of Yehuda, Shnei Nesorim Shal Shlosha Tfachim, Afal Gav the Nofik Mitoris Lovet, Ein Mitzvarif from the Posla. Sha'af Kula Mesachim Bohem. You could use the whole thing as Shach of what's it called less than four Tfachim. Rav Meir Omer Nesorim Mitzvarif from the Arboa. Right, Rav Meir holds no. Anything more than three Tfachim is possible. And if you have three, right, plus another one, so, or if not three, plus another three, it passels. In the emtza sukkah, hein leposla. Right? Each one by itself wouldn't passel because not enough schach passel. But if you put the two together, it's enough to make schach passel to passel the sukkah. Lama the, what? Yeah, here it's not out slavud. It's not out slavud. It's out siruf. Let's start. Since it's less than three tvachim, the two boards are considered one board, not out to love it, out to tziruf. It's tziruf for the two things. That's the way you make a roof. So they made the gzeira in this case also. It's not out to love it. So it's, what's it called? It's a different halach. Lomali lats tzirufe, the ka'omer of meir nisorim kesadinim et starfim. Chada minayu postola. Right, if it's talking where the boards themselves are four tvachim, so what do you need tziruf? Right, one by itself will be possible. That must be that it's less than four tvachim. If it's less than four tvachim, konim bi'alma ninu. Dohamar Rav ein bohem arba divrei akol kshera. So according to Rav, what's a tziruf? Every board by itself is kosher. Why is it mitzarif together something else? It's completely kosher sukkah. When it says l'dalad amos minatzad ein schach posel posel v'dalad amos. If it's next to a wall, schach posel only posels if there's four amos because of dofen akuma. The babatzer mihachi gemiri dofen akuma. The Kamar Rabbi Yehuda, Shnei Nesorim Shal Arba Arba. Right? If Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you have two boards, each one of four. Okay? So even though the Chain Sidur Vaholech Ad Dalad Amas, they mitzvarfin. If you have one after the other, till Dalad Amas, they're not mitzvarfin. Sha'af Kula Roy Lusachabim, because each board is Roy Vushach. The less Lugzeris Tikra, he doesn't hold Lugzeris Tikra, Rabbi Yehuda. So Mele, he holds that they're not mitzvarif, meaning that each one's kosher. So you don't even have the dofen akuma, you can sleep under it. B'shasa sakana. Are we going to get it? Okay. Tanya kavosi d'rav, Tanya kavosi d'shmuel. There's a braisa that supports Rav and a braisa that supports Shmuel. Tanya kavosi d'rav, sichecho b'nesorim shel eres. This one is like Rav. Again, Rav holds that four, less than four amas, everybody holds his kosher. The machlokas is by less than four tvachim, everybody holds his kosher. And the machlokas is by four tvachim. Sichu ben sorim shal eres. She'ein boyam arboa. Divrei akol kshera. Feirish. If you made a sukkah with boards of eras that don't have four tefachim, everybody holds his kosher. Yesh ben arba, if there are four tefachim or more, Reb Meir posel, Reb Yehuda machsher. Reb Meir holds gzeres tikra, and Reb Yehuda doesn't. Om Reb Yehuda, ma'isa b'shas ha'sakona shevianu nisorim, shoyu ben arba, v'sichachnu al gabim repeses, v'yoshavnu tachteyat. There was a shas ha'sakona, the goyim prohibited them making sukkahs. There was a sakonis nefashis if they would make them. So in order to camouflage a sukkah, they made it with boards that you usually use for roofing. So people would think that they weren't sitting in a sukkah, they were sitting in a merpeset, right, with a regular roof on it. And Omru lo, Avashor, then you see, nobody said anything. And it was what's it called, boards of four tvachim. So you see that it's kosher. There's no gzeres tikra. Omru lo, misham raya, ain't shasa sakona raya. Can't bring a raya from shasa sakona. The shayla depends on the shayla we said yesterday. Right? When the Rabbanan passeled something. So is it possible even when there's no other Eitzah? Or if there's no other Eitzah, there, even things that are only possible with the Rabbanan are okay. Some say it's only things the Rabbanan passeled, not the Etzim, but they passed because of Gzeirah. We're afraid that if you do this, you'll do something else. In that kind of case, where it's either you're Mekayim Sukkah or you won't be Mekayim Sukkah, right, then we're not afraid of the Gzeirah. When they passel the Etzim, there's some who hold that then it's passel no matter what, even Mishasa Sakana. The other tzad is, whenever the Rabbanan passeled something, it's not a Mitzvah D'oraisa anymore. They took away the Mitzvah D'oraisa with their Gzeirah. So then there's nothing to do, b'shasa sakana. So Rabbi Yehuda held that if there would be an Isser to Rabbanon, the mitzvah wouldn't be there anymore. So it couldn't be a difference in shasa sakana. And the Rabbanon held, and the Reb Meir held now, that the Rabbanon didn't take away the mitzvah, they just ushered you from doing it. Or they made the thing possible with the Rabbanon. But if there's no other Eitzah like shasa sakana, then all Isurei to Rabbanon become, not Isurei to Rabbanon that are also to do, but all Gzeiris the Rabbanan, Psulim the Rabbanan become mutter. It's better to do the mitzvah than not to be Yotzei Bechla. Okay. Tanya Kavasi the Shmotzi Rashi. B'shasa Sakana. Shagazir of the Kochavim Gzeir al mitzvahs. They prohibit us from doing mitzvahs, and therefore if they saw us making a sukkah, be Sakanas the Fashas. They had Yanin and Sarim, Shein Anochrim Akirim, Shtei Vashem Sukkah. They didn't recognize that it was a sukkah. It looked like a gazebo. Okay, Tanya Kavasha to Shmuel. So Bryce says like Shmuel, Sichachob and Esorim shall era Shiesh bem Arba, Divrei Akol Psula. Favors like Shmuel. That if you made it with boards that have four tvachim or more, everybody holds his posel. Ein bem Arba, Reb Meir posel, Rehuda Machshir. Umoda Reb Meir, Shem Yesh bein Neser, Leneser, Kamolei Neser, Shem Eniach Psal bein Nehem, Ukshera. And even Reb Meir is maskim that if it's less than Arba, and you have enough schach kosher between the schach posel, right, to be more than, we'll see, more, a little more than the schach posel, then it's kosher. Umodar of Yehuda, she imnosin aleha nesa shurach of arba tvachim ksheira, the ein yeshenim tachtov. And even Yehuda's maskim that if you had four tvachim on the side, right, that it's kosher, even though everybody holds a four tefachim is what's it called, pasul, but we're talking now on the side, that it's kosher because of dofen akuma, but you can't sleep under the one that's four tefachim, because that's chach pasul. Then you say them tachtav, ayoshin tachtav lo yotzei dechov asar. Rashi. Umodar of Meir, Bein Sheyesh Bohem Arba, Bein Sheein Bohem Arba. The Meir's Moda doesn't make a difference if there's four or not, because either way it's possible according to the Meir, because Xeris Tikra. But if you have Possel Schach, and in between it more kosher Schach, then the Sukkah is kosher. Shin Yesh Bein Nesel and Neser, Rakaman Moki Lob, the Sukkah Bashmona Amos Mitzum Tzomos. Later on, the Gemara just says it's not talking where you have four Tvachim in the middle, because that Possel's a Sukkah. Talking about a sukkah that has eight amos exactly. And the way that the boards are set up is the following. The chiyoiv neser upsal ad enso, what is, you put a, what's it called, a board, and then schach, till the middle. mehai gisa on one side, the chozer umaskel mitzida shein, even though saying neser tchila v'yachra psal. On the other side also, first you put a board, so the two boards are next to the walls, and then you have kosher schach. Kamo kein ad emtsoi, havi lu shnei psalim be'emtso. So you have two of these, what's it called, kosher schach in the middle of the sukkah meeting. So the middle of the sukkah has eight tefachim, which is a hechsher sukkah in the middle, right? The hein shel shmona tefachim. The ika hechsher sukkah, because hechsher sukkah is seven tefachim. When the sarim shabalo pasilah, and the nesarim don't pasil because we say dofen akuma. So you have on the side up until the middle, right? Not enough to make a sukkah. So the, all of that is pasil, but it's only what's it called. It's less than four amas. So you have on the sides a dofen akuma on both sides and eight tefachim of kosher tzach in the middle to kosher sukkah. Damrin dofen akuma absoim emtsoi. Psal, what is psal? Psal is gor v'yekav. Who schach kosher? Psal means schach kosher. V'ochi nami motzi l'misnei umodra b'yehuda b'hanach de'isbu arba de'poslim shim yesh be'nesel v'neser. Could have said the same thing with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also holds, according to Shmuel, that four tefachim boards are possible. Could have said, and Rabbi Yehuda is also masking, that if you set it up the way that it's kosher, according to Rabbi Meir, it's kosher according to him too. You have dofen akum on the sides and eight tefachim in the middle. The haidah noked Rabbi Meir, revusahi. Why he said Rabbi Meir is a chiddush. The afilu Rabbi Meir, the machmer moda b'ha. But Rabbi Yehuda is also moda to this. But even Rabbi Meir is moda. Umoda Rabbi Yehuda, the afagav the iu mekel, the she'en bo'em arba, even though Rabbi Yehuda is mekel, that where the boards are not four tefachim, it's kosher. Moda hu b'neser echad, hu bo arba, shim nosno besukah min atzad, she'afapi shikshera min atzad, al yedei dofen akuma, lo yishin tachtav. Even Rabbi Yehuda is maskin, that if it's four, according to Shmuel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also possible, and you put it on the side, and it makes a dofen akuma, if it's less than four amas, you still can't sleep under that board. Okay. Itmar. Hofchan al tzideihem. What if you took these boards and you didn't put them down on their width, but you put them on the width of the board, but you put them on the edgewise. So there's less than four tefachim, or whatever, or less than between three and four, according to that shita, right? But Lamaisa, the board itself, is the width of a psul. Rav Huna Omer Psula. Rav Huna said, still possible. The Gemara explains why. Because those boards now become like metal. They become psul ascha. So it doesn't make a difference what dimensions you put them on. Once they have the dimensions of psul, they're psul no matter which way you put them. Rav Chizda V'Rabba Rav Huna Omer Kashera. Rav Chizda V'Rabba Rav Huna said, no, since you don't roof things like that, you put them down on their, what's it called, so there's no gzeres tikra. Even Rav Meir would hold its kosher in that situation. Because you're not putting it down on the roof, on the sukkah, the way that you normally put it down on the roof. That's what they hold. Ikla Rav Nachman Lasura. Rav Nachman came to Sura. All the gabei Rav Chizda v'Rabba bar Rav Huna. And Rav Chizda and Rabba Huna came to ask him shailas. Amrei lei hofken al tzidei amahu. So they asked Rav Nachman their shaila, their machlokas. If you put it on the side, is it kosher or not? Omer lehu psula, nasu kishvudin shomateches. He said it's possible, and he gave him the reason. Because that schach Rav Meir held, or Rav Yehuda, in the case where, according to Shmuel, right, that even Rav Yehuda holds four tzvachim as osir, right, it becomes possible schach completely. So it doesn't make a difference how you position it, right, the schach, anything that has four tefachim, or more than three tefachim, according to Rav Meir, according to Shmuel, is pasul schach. Amar lehu Rav Huna, lo amri lechu, amri kavasi. So Rav Huna said to Rabba bar Rav Huna and Rav Chizda, didn't I tell you that what's it called, that Rav Nachman would agree with me? Amru lehu, mi amar lon mar taima, velo kablina minei. If you would have told us the reason, we'd agree with you too. Amar lehu, mi bo isu minai tama, v'lo amri lehu. You didn't ask me the reason that I didn't tell it to you. If you would have asked me, I would have told you the same reason Rav Nachman said. Rashi. Al tzidehen, hafkan al tzidehen, nesorim sheish bim arba, shesichich bohem. Nesorim that have four, according to Reb Meir, according to Rav, or less than four according to Reb Meir, right, according to Shmuel, or four according to everybody, according to Shmuel. You didn't put them down on the flat side, but you put them on their edge. And there's less than three tvachim. So now on the edge, l'chora, they're regular shach. Psula, kin mefarsh l'kamon, dekivin sheyesh shem psula aleihem, nasu kishvudin shol mateches. Since there's a shem psul, if you can't use them in every way, so the ma'isa, no matter how you use them, they're like they turn into like metal. Hapsul nishra b'chol inyan shofa. It doesn't make a difference how you position them. Ksheira, the time mishum ksheira stikra. And those who hold Rabba, Rav Huna, and Rav Chizu say it's kosher, say the whole reason is because we're afraid you're going to sit under a roof. Because it looks like a roof. It only looks like a roof if it's flat down, not if it's on its edge. The chihai gavna lo avdi inchi tikra. People don't make a roof and put the beams on their edge. All the Gabi Rav Chizu and Rabba lisho. So Rav Chizu and Rabba Bar Rav Huna went to ask him shailas. Ula yomer kin divrayim. Maybe he'll agree with them. V'she'eno, okay, we're going to Lema Sayele, let's say that this is a raya to Rav Huna, that if you put it on its side, it's possible. Eina machzekes kedei rosho v'ruba v'shulchano, osha nifritza b'pirza kedei shizdakar b'gedi b'bas rosh, right, if the sukkah was smaller, then kedei rosh ruva shulchan, less than seven tvachim, or the one of the walls was broken on the bottom and there was three tvachim between the bottom of the floor and the beginning of the wall, so a goat to get its head in, so that's what's called pasul mechitza. That's what's called, that's higher than three tvachim off the ground is pasul, right? Because it's gedoyim bokim bo. Because since goats could get under it, it's not considered a mechitza. Oh, shenosin alem neser shurach of arba tvachim. Afal pishlo hichnis l'tocha elishlosha tvachim psula. Or if you put a board on the sukkah that's four tvachim, even if you didn't put all four tvachim in the sukkah. So the Gemara says, only put three tvachim in the sukkah. The Gemara says, hechidami, how could you have a board that's four tvachim and not have four tvachim in the sukkah? The Gemara says, my lav could go and shahaf and I'll see day. That it's three tvachim thick and four tvachim wide, and you put it on the thickness. So even the board is four tvachim, but you didn't put four tvachim over the sukkah. You only put the three tvachim edge, and still it's possible. Mar says no, different case. Hachamay askina go to ancha apuma de metalalta the ayul talta legav apichad lebar the havile psala yotzim nasukkah the chol psala yotzim nasukkah nidok esukkah. It's not talking we put it on its edge. Could be that the halacha is like Rav Chisda, that if you put it on the edge, it's kosher. But here you put it down flat. But you only put three of the tefachim in the sukkah. And one tefach hung outside the sukkah. So now what's in the sukkah is only three tefachim, even though the board is four tefachim. And according to Rav Chisda, that it depends on how you position it, l'chora, this should be good. Just like a four tefachim board that you put on its side, so it's only three tefachim over the sukkah, same thing, a four tvachim board, that you only put three of the tvachim in the sukkah, the chara should also be okay. And that, Rav Chisda says, no, here I'm maskim. It's possible. Why is it possible? Because that extra that sticks out of the sukkah, if it will be kosher schach, you could sit under that. Because we said that psal hayotzim in a sukkah, even though it extends past the mechitzas, you could sit under that and it's kosher. So since that's considered an extension of the sukkah, you have a four tvachim board on the place where the sukkah would be a good sukkah if you had kosher schach. The mail is possible. Rashi. Rosho kideh v'sheinu machzekes kideh rosho v'ruv v'shoshana v'sheinu v'lo gasinu ela. Osho nifritzo ba'pirza. Ba'achas hadfano somach lekarka. Or one of the walls got broken up close to the ground more than three tvachim. She is dakar gedi the hainu shlosha tvachim. Right, the gedi can fit its head in if it's three tefachim or more. The bas rosh behedya uberevach. Bas rosh means it can go in there easily. What's it called? Without any problem, it can just get under there and therefore is lo mechitza. Hechi dami derochav arba v'lo hichnis bo'el shlosha. How's the case where you have a four tefachim board and it's only covering three tvachim of the sukkah. So Gemara thinks you put it on its edge. Lav shahaf and kula natsidei and the sikha kula bahed. And you see that it's possible. Gemara says, no, the ancha, the neser echad the dafka kamar. It's not talking, what's it called, where you put it on its edge and you made the whole sukkah like that. It's one board that you put on the edge. You can't have more than that because we're talking where it's hanging over. Puma de matalau to etz a ruach revius where there is no wall. If they put it on the side with the wall, it's no problem because it's a dofen akuma. But here you're putting on the side that's open. There is no wall. She ain't shom dofen. The lafke minei de dofen akuma. So I ain't kan dofen el a pesach. This is a pesach, not a dofen. The alpha gav the lo aile kule le tochol tefonas atzdad. Impossible. Even though the whole four tvachim doesn't go into the sukkah, only three tvachim, and lechora according to Rav Chisda, it's like positioning it on its edge, which should be okay. Right? Possible, still possible. The Hahu Tefach Davroi Michshiv Nomi Kisukkah. Because the Tefach that hangs out outside the Sukkah is considered like part of the Sukkah. The Ilu Schach Kosher Havi, if it would be Schach Kosher that hangs over, right? Mutar Lishan Shom, you could sleep under that. The Yotzi De Sukkah, the Yotzi in the midst of Sukkah, sitting under the Schach that's past the Mechitza. The Amrin Lekamon, Psala, Yotzim Nasukkah, Ki Agav, Nandina Kisukkah.